You're listening to the voice of Vashon. My name is Cloaca. This is Sunday Silence, a weekly deep listening exploration of the ineffable, the mysterious, and the sublime in electronic and experimental music. At each week's end, I will put on offer an hour-long mixed curation of the sounds that touched my soul, reaching wide across ambient, drone, electroacoustic, dub techno, deep house, and anything in between. On this week's episode, we are devoting the hour to those moments of winter washed out in snow, to the ways in which it washes out the visual field, allowing other sensations to emerge, sometimes ecstatically, usually with melancholy. These are what Dostoevsky called the white nights. This episode is inspired by this short story, and even more so by Italian director Luchino Visconti's transcendent 1957 film adaptation, Le Notti Bianche, which keeps us necessarily suspended between the desolation of reality and the isolation of fantasy. Sound here takes on the impossible responsibility of expressing everything that the image no longer can. As the narrator of the Dostoevsky story explains, I had an odd feeling as though time had suddenly stopped, as though one feeling, one sensation, would from that moment go on and on for all eternity, as though my whole life had come to a standstill. When I woke up, it seemed to me that some snatch of a tune I had known for a long time, I had heard somewhere before but had forgotten, a melody of great sweetness, was coming back to me now. It seemed to me that it had been trying to emerge from my soul all my life, and only now, he abruptly stops his narration. We are starting with a long-form piece from ambient sound collage artist Claire Rousset. Enjoy. Thank you.
Now everything lies still up on Old Man's Hill, and there's nobody left to feel the great silence.
You're listening to Sunday Silence on the Voice of Vashon. This is White Nights, Le Notti Bianche. Bianche, as is evident, is Italian for white, and comes from the Frankish blanc, white or gleaming. This itself is reconstructed from the Proto-Germanic blancage, to shine or dazzle. An extended form of the PIE root bel, which can alternatively mean to shine, to flash, to burn, or to sound, to speak, to roar, or bark. The meaning of having empty spaces is attested from the 15th century. The white knights, then, are those blank spaces in which it is evident that something shines elsewhere. Nights that clue us into something else coming into being just out of reference, in which something new is literally sounded out. On Now is a drone piece on prepared bagpipe from Galician artist Carmen Lopez. Ismo, Fantasy Star, from this year's Inner Transit, sounding out and exploding something from the everyday. The Noti Bianche, likewise, is an extravagant redeployment of Italian screenwriter and film theorist Cesare Salvatini's notes on neorealism. In life, in reality today, Salvatini writes, there are no more empty spaces. Between things, facts, people, exists such an interdependence. If this is true, it must be worthwhile to take any moment of a human life and show how striking that moment is, to excavate and identify it, to send its echo vibrating into other parts of the world, remembering that to see oneself gives one the sense of being unlike oneself, like hearing one's own voice on the radio. On Now is one of many collaborations between the late composer Ryuichi Sakamoto and German artist Alva Noto. Thank you.